The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio, and thanks for tuning in this weekend. It's the holiday time, so hopefully you guys are getting ready for 2020. At least that's what I'm doing. I don't know about you guys, but I know a lot of people are. In fact, I was talking to somebody in the studio here earlier. She hasn't even sent her presents to the mainland. So I don't know when the cutoff date is, but you guys better hurry up. But yeah, I just told her to get a gift card. She goes, gift card? That's so impersonal. I said, well, you know, today people don't care about what they get. And it's a lot faster. You can email a gift card. You can email a Christmas card. It's so prevalent today. And the young kids nowadays, you know, they don't really care as long as they get it, but it was just for her mother. So she said, I better send it out. I said, yeah, you better go shopping this weekend. But anyway, happy holidays. If you were everybody, the Generations magazine is out. When I first saw this cover picture, I said, it looks good. I'm a guy. I'm colorblind. So beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I said, well, this is really nice. But we've gotten rave reviews on this cover. And they go, wow, it's beautiful. And actually, if you think about it now, it is. It's called The Gift of Food. This holiday season, we always encourage people to give back to the community. And I've loved these entities for many, many years. I've been aware of them for many, many years. We have the Food Bank, which is very popular, and we need to support them always. They have a new CEO, Ron Mizutani, formerly from KHON. Aloha Harvest, which I found out about, gosh, probably 15 years ago now. They pick up fresh food from different vendors and restaurants, and they have to deliver it and give it to their clients and people in need within a certain time frame. So they have to have a chiller or a heater in their storage vans because it has to be given out by a certain time. We have the big Lana Kila Meals on Wheels that serves several hundred meals a week. And we also want to support the little one, which is Hawaii Meals on Wheels in Manoa. And Michelle Cordero Lee was on last week. She did a great job, and she's building it. And so we always encourage people to give back to the community. If you ever thought about donating some time or giving back to the community, all these entities are looking for volunteers. I've been delivering Lana Kila Meals on Wheels during Thanksgiving for many years. I haven't done it in a couple of years, but our church was delivering it. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great team-building thing. So if you have a company, you have employees, you can donate three hour sessions per week or once per month, which is great. So check them out. Check out the issue. It's on our website as well, generations808.com. So as you guys know, the past radio shows are there as well. But anyway, we've had a couple hearing aid people in the magazine for a little while, and our new partner from Kaiser is in. And I happen to know their person inside, Michelle, there. And she contacted me. I said, wow, great to have Kaiser in the show. And then all of a sudden, we had Dr. Leanne shows up. And I think I met you early this year. Yes. At our event at Kahala Mall. Hopefully, you're going to be at the event at Windward Mall coming up in January. That's a good one, if you guys can do that. Maybe Michelle can handle that. And the one in Windward, that's growing. It's going to get as busy as Kahala Mall one as we build that. In January. But Dr. Leanne Hua, so do you go by just Hua or McGinnis Hua?
I go by Dr. McGinnis.
Dr. McGinnis. Mm-hmm. Or can I call you Dr. Leanne?
Yes, of course you may.
Well, welcome to the show, Dr.
Thank
Leanne.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, you've been at Kaiser now 9 years, you said?
9 years, yes.
Good for you. And you're a local girl?
I'm a local girl. I graduated from Hawaii Baptist Academy.
Oh, go Eagles.
Yes, go
great
Eagles.
Great school. I learned a lot about them recently.
And I did my undergraduate and graduate work at the University of Hawaii.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. So they have a special degree in audiology? Or?
They had one.
Not anymore.
Yes, not anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. We got you here today. because my son plays sports with Pac-5. So some of his teammates from HBA are in baseball and right now canoe paddling. So I kind of know a lot about them. The kids, great kids, great school. And he loves playing sports with other schools. That's actually kind of nice, you know, meeting people from different schools. Yes. That's one advantage they have, but it's great. But anyway, so audiology, what can I ask what you decided to get into audiology? I mean, like, okay.
So I really, what really made me go into audiology is I really wanted to do something to help other people that I knew. But blood was not my thing. So I knew I couldn't be a nurse or phlebotomist or, you know, something along that nature.
Surgeon.
And so I actually was looking to be a speech pathologist.
Oh, really?
And with speech pathology, they also make you take classes in audiology. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And so I took my introductory to audiology and I had a fantastic professor. And I was like, this is what I want to do.
Converted you, huh?
This is my calling.
Good for you, really.
So I've been an audiologist now for 16 years, almost 16 years.
Wow. Were you on the mainland or you've been here all the time?
I've been here this whole time.
Oh,
I did work before I came to Kaiser. I did work in a private practice for a bunch of years before.
Well, good for you. Yeah. And then you're close to your grandparents, is that correct?
Yes. So I was taken care of a lot by my grandparents, so I really enjoyed spending time with them and growing up with them. That age population was pretty much all I knew, and so I my primary job at Kaiser is to dispense hearing aids, and that's my primary population is the
seniors,
older population.
Yeah, you know, in fact, guys my age, and, you know, when I grew up, maybe not me, but a lot of my friends listened to hard rock and loud music, and I was an Earth, Wind, and Fire guy, by the way, but a lot of guys, you know, listened to hard rock, and I lived in mid-pack dorms, so we had guys that had the loud wall banger music, and I can loud, and I mean, and maybe, and I just thought about it, when I used to run a lot, I don't think I run now, but I used to run a lot. You might have had a Walkman.
Yes.
Almost everybody had a Walkman. Leah, did you have a Walkman?
Now you're dating yourself.
Leah's our engineer. Well, come on. That's okay. I'm fine with going to be 60 next month. You're supposed to say, yeah, you look good for almost 60.
Yeah, you look good for almost 60.
Yeah, that's the comeback. But it's true. I mean, no. So I've told a story before, but I used to work out a lot. I mean, I don't look like it now, but when I was in my 20s and early 30s, we used to run around Magic Island twice. That's like a lot. And then we run in Kapalani Park. And I was with a buddy of mine, and we'd be running, and we'd see a guy like, you know, like 50 years old, maybe like, wow. We were like in our 20s. We're just huffing. We're moving. And we see this guy like, wow, he looks kind of old. How old you think a guy is? He's old. He's about 55, 60. But, wow, that's old, man. And like, now I'm the old guy, you know? But I remember reading an article that when you run or sweat and you have loud music, it actually increases the decibels, so it actually hurts your hearing. Is that correct? Do you know anything about that?
Not sure.
Okay. Now, I just remember thinking about that was I used to wear headphones all the time. Not too much anymore. But
it does damage your hearing if the headphones are just too loud. So over time, noise can damage your hearing. So we usually tell the patients, you know, anytime you work around loud things, weed whacker, that kind of thing, to, you know, wear hearing protection and don't listen to your music that loud.
Oh, no, I don't do that anymore. No, I'm almost 60, even though I don't look it, right?
Right.
Anyway, so that, I mean, yeah, for a lot of people in aging, a lot of my friends and co-professionals, yeah, they had a special bond with their parents or grandparents. And like my grandmother was very close to. But it's something that kind of resonates who we are. And I always wanted to give back to the community in a way. And I got into finance when I was 28 years old. I've been doing it 31 years now. And I always wanted to find a way to use my knowledge to give back. And that's how I got involved with the reverse mortgage business. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of families and seniors. I get calls every day. And people, they didn't realize as a government loan, this is a very protected community here. Even though I hear stories every day about, oh, I heard it's really bad. I hear you lose money. I hear your kids don't like you after you do a reverse mortgage. I don't know where you're hearing that from, but we don't hear that in the field. And I have over 1,000 clients, but anyway, that's beside the point. But anyway, so an audiologist, is that your title?
Yes, okay. I'm an audiologist.
So You know, I was talking to somebody about that recently. And, I was talking to a hearing aid person. He works for a hearing aid company. And I didn't know this, but he goes, I'm not an audiologist. I only provide the hearing aids.
There's a clear, distinct difference between the
two. Yeah. So he said, I only provide hearing aids. I don't understand. You mean you don't understand hard hearing or you're not a doctor? He goes, no, I'm not. Ah, but you are.
I am.
You do both.
I do both. That's correct. So we do the diagnostic audiology, the testing of the hearing, and then we do the fitting of the hearing aids.
See, that's what they told me. They said, it's a hearing aid, big hearing aid company and nationwide. And he said, we don't diagnose you. I said, how do you know what it fits? He goes, I guess you get a note from the doctor. Is that correct?
I'm not sure how the outside hearing aid dispensers
do things. That fascinated me because I think I go to you tell me what I need. But he goes, they don't do diagnostics. I said, that's interesting. So I wonder how they figure that out then. They must have some kind of a test, right? Like, can you hear this? Ding, ding, ding. Can you hear that? Ding, 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 ding. No?
I'm sure they run a screening. A screening of the hearing tests. I mean, of the patient's hearing, and then they program based. They base off of that, I'm assuming. But through Kaiser's integrated system, we do the diagnostic audiology. If they need referrals, we can make referrals to the specialist, the ENT specialist, and then they'll come back to see us. And if, anywhere along the way they need help, we can always make referrals for them.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. Now that I think about it, I guess they only provide the hearing aid. They don't actually do the test. There's probably not a whole lot of people that probably do it then.
Do the test, the testing, diagnostic testing?
The diagnostic and the hearing aids. Because I don't think Queen sells hearing aids.
I'm not sure.
I don't think they do. Because there's so many other private companies out there. But anyway, so an audiologist, so you just do that testing where they put the thing on your ears and then they how loud it is. And
yes. And then we run a lot of the diagnostic testing is also done. We test the patient's eardrum mobility to make sure that the eardrum is functioning well.
What did you say? Eardrum mobility? Is that what you said?
Yes, eardrum mobility.
I don't know what you mean by that. Do they jump around in your ear? Or
you have an your eardrum, and so we run a test to make sure that the eardrum itself is moving well. So that's how the sound gets pushed down further into the system. So if you have a poor functioning eardrum, a hole in it, wax blocking it so that the sound can't get through.
So how you back in the day we had the big Bose speakers and a big round thing, and when it plays loud or the bass, the thing will move a little bit?
Correct.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct.
Okay. Does wax, do you know a lot about wax?
I know quite a bit about wax.
I would say, good. I kind of figured that, but I know it's not on a list of questions to ask you, but I just thought I'd ask that. But is that a big problem?
It can be. It absolutely can be.
I heard that.
So we normally suggest to patients, please don't put anything, that saying that do not put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear is very true.
Smaller than your elbow?
Yeah.
Smaller than your finger.
No, your elbow.
Oh, so Q-tips. But I thought
No. Q-tips, not good.
Yeah, but it's smaller than your elbow.
Nothing smaller than your elbow. So it has to be larger than your elbow to go in your ear.
Wait. So I thought you said you're not supposed to put anything small like a Q-tip.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
So big things is okay.
If it fits.
But big things will just push everything back.
It doesn't fit, though.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I use Q-tips. I shouldn't tell you then.
Yeah, please don't.
Because I swim almost every morning. Four in the mornings, 5 mornings a week. A little bit. I mean, head's in the water. And I don't really like to swim, but because it helps my physical cardio and my strength, I swim at Moon Physical Therapy, one of our partners. It's great. It's a heated pool. You'd love that. But every once in a while, I get too much water stuck in my life. So I just do it on the outside. That's okay, yeah?
Don't go too far in.
Yeah, I don't go too far in.
Yeah, okay. You puncture that eardrum.
Okay, Dr. Leanne said, guys, don't stick anything bigger than your elbow in there, right? Bigger than your elbow? Is that what you said?
Smaller than
your elbow. Okay. I don't know. Just don't put anything in your
don't
ear.
Don't put anything in your ear.
Just go see Dr. Leanne. She'll clean out your... You guys clean out wax?
Generally, no. With Kaiser, we usually send the patients back to their primary care doctors to have that done. Yes.
Okay. So yes. Dr. Leanne will not clean your ears, but she will tell you to go to your PCP. But the PCP is at Kaiser.
Yeah.
Oh, so your PCP at Kaiser can do it?
Very integrated system.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about Kaiser here, by the way. And so Dr. Leanne, I think that's great. Because it really fascinating when this audio, this hearing aid guy said he doesn't do the diagnostic. It's like, how do you know? I guess the doctor supposed to tell him.
So it could be that they might get a hearing test somewhere else.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But there's a certain like decibel range that, like, per se, if you're under 7, you know you need a hearing aid.
So anything that's generally, when we say anything that's not within normal range, we would make a recommendation for a hearing aid.
Okay.
So that we test frequencies. We test speech frequencies generally that contain speech sounds. So humans can hear quite a wide range of frequencies, but the frequencies that audiologists test typically are speech frequencies because that's what's important, communication.
Right.
And so if your thresholds, is what we call them, are not within normal limits, we would make a recommendation for a hearing aid. Okay. As long as you're medically okay, there's nothing medically wrong, we would make that recommendation.
So what are some of the warning signs that you're losing your hearing? Like your TV's on too loud, you know, what else?
You ask people to repeat themselves.
You think
that people are mumbling at you. A lot of people say that when they have a hearing loss, they have difficulty in background noise, because the background noise competes with the signal, which is the person trying to talk to them.
Oh. Okay.
So they have a hearing loss. They already have difficulty hearing. And then you throw in the mix of stuff going on around you, then it becomes even more difficult to understand.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, but it's hard because men, their pride gets in the way and they don't want a hearing aid. Isn't that true?
Not necessarily.
No, you have a lot of...
What
percentage of your clients are men versus women?
I would probably say it's equal, 50-50.
Are you serious? Wow. Okay. I just know. I played golf yesterday with about 6 guys over 70 to 73. My senior group I golf with, they don't listen to the show, so they don't care if I call them seniors. Because you saw them, if they were in front of here, they would say, I ain't no senior, 73 years old. But anyway, one guy has hearing. I think he wears a hearing aid. But people always talk to him, and they said, don't talk to him. He ain't going to hear you. It's a joke, but he's pretty good at, like, answering vague questions. He got yes or no, and I don't think he can read my lips or not, but we have to get right in front of him. But men, I always thought men had a bigger ego, and they didn't want to wear hearing aids. Like,
I think more so nowadays there's so much research going on about the effects of hearing loss that more people – men or women are more open to wearing hearing aids than they have ever been.
Probably so.
That and the there's a lot of technology now, so Bluetooth and rechargeable batteries, and you know, the technology is so much better than it has ever been. So I think people in general are just more willing and open to.
Yeah, we talk more about death and dying. We talk more about Alzheimer's, dementia. We talk more about caregiving today. You know, I've been in this space for 17 years, and early on, nobody ever talked about that kind of stuff. But today, more and more people are hearing it, or a lot of the baby boomers' parents, they went through that with their parents, so they understand what's going on now. But maybe it's my own thing. I just see more men just not wanting to wear one. My father had a hard time getting one, and I would come home, and he'd be at my house, and man, if my garage, I could hear my TV. It's like, wow, that's loud. I get inside, it's like right next to it. Even today, when we go to family dinners, loud, it's pretty loud. But we're okay with that. But so when people make a decision, they just go to the doctor, or does somebody have to convince them? Like, you got to tell your husband how many times, or they'll say, oh, they laugh. Oh, it's just convenient amnesia when they don't want to listen to the wife.
Selective hearing.
Yeah, selective hearing, same thing.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's selective hearing. You know, it's a combination. Some people come in on their own. They are, I have patients who tell me, you know, they're just tired. They're tired of struggling. They're tired of not being able to hear at meetings and functions that they go to. Mm-hmm. Then I have others that, you know, they sit down and they tell me, my spouse says I have to be here. mm-hmm. Some say that their kids say that they have to be here. And I always tell patients, it's not as bad as you think it is. Hearing aids nowadays are so small and they're pretty discreet. And
yeah, they really are.
Yeah, they have come such a long way.
Yeah.
Such a long way.
Sometimes, you know, I speak to quite a bit around town to seniors, and sometimes I'll like look around behind their head and see if I can find a hearing aid. It's like, man, these guys have better hearing than I do. You know, I was like, wow. And I'm always curious. So I'm always cognizant, you know, when I see somebody older and can hear, they're so good. Like, man, what kind of hearing aid does this guy have? You know, and you can't really see the little wire.
The wire. And then now hearing aid, the colors match their hair versus their skin.
Oh, really?
So I always say, you know, it's not the old school coloring of hearing aids. Everything is to match the hairline. Because if you really think about it, the hearing aid sits right on the top of the ear at the hairline. So it blends in so well.
And then what about implants? I heard this thing about implants. You guys do that?
Cochlear implants. Kaiser does cochlear implants. I don't specifically do the...
What did you say? Coconut implants?
Cochlear implants.
Oh, cochlear. Coconut.
Wow. Maybe you. No.
That'd be cool.
Cochlear, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? You don't do that?
I don't do the... It's called mapping, and the surgeon does the implanting, and then the rehab is done through mapping. But I specifically don't do that. And generally, cochlear implants are generally, if I had to say overall, are generally for those patients who are pretty profoundly hard of hearing.
But I thought if you're really hard of hearing... I guess before it gets too bad, was you can't bring that back.
You generally, no. Generally, once you lose your hearing, it generally doesn't return unless it's some kind of medical issue, like they have a hole in their eardrum or it's wax.
It.
Or right, correct. But hearing loss due to aging doesn't return once you lose it.
Well, back up. So, but is hearing a normal part of aging?
I would say, you know, when you age, everything goes down. I can't say that every single person that's older has a hearing loss, but a good majority of them do.
Maybe it's more buildup and wax if they don't clean them.
Not right? Usually.
But that's a big problem I hear. I heard stories about how wax is a big problem.
Yes, it can definitely be a big problem. And so...
Off the record, have you heard about that thing, the candle thing?
Oh.
You know what that is?
It is, but I prefer not to speak to it because I don't approve of it.
Yeah, it's like really weird. Like, how does that work? And you know, it must have started in a Chinese dynasty or something like that. And the Chinese have a lot of great little innovative ways, homeopathic ways, I guess you can call it, to fix things. And like whoever thought it was sticking a needle on your nerve and it would fix other parts of your body. I mean, they're brilliant. You know, they've been talking about this gut-brain connection now. Have you heard about that? It's been around for thousands of years, and only in the last few years that I've been studying, because I get a lot of stuff sent to me because I'm a publisher, about the new connection between your gut and your brain. Your gut is your second brain. If you're healthy gut, healthy brain. Because a lot of the serotonin and all that kind of stuff is built in and creating out of your gut. If your gut's not healthy, it can't provide what you need up in your brain. And there's a lot of more studies on that. And I'll talk to you later about off the record because you might want to know about this, but the belly button wand. You ever heard of that?
No.
It looks like a stick, a T, and you kind of press your belly button. And it's a whole book on your belly button because behind your belly button is what? All your organs. And it's fascinating, but we're talking about hearing, by the way. We're not talking about your belly button here. We're here with Dr. Leanne from Kaiser Audiology Department. We want to talk more about what you guys do at Kaiser, but more specific on how do you get your hearing aid fitted and what works, what doesn't work. And I want to hear about the Bluetooth hearing aid as well. So we'll be right back with Kaiser's Dr. Leanne. We'll take a short break and listen to our sponsors. Thank you.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you heard about Phytan, wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Phytan Free Body Care daily at the Phytan Hawaii Shop located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Phytan products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long's Drugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience. Phytan. For more information, click on phytanhawaii.com. That's phytanhawaii.com.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. If you know that voice, if you can hear clearly, that's who's that voice? Frank B. Shaner. Remember that radio DJ from back in the 90s and 2000s? I think he retired or stopped radio like maybe 2010 or 12. Not sure exactly when it was. Maybe. But that's Frank B. Shaner. He's on Maui. In fact, I just saw something on Facebook while waiting for a guest today. Kamasami Mekong. Remember his name? Kamasami Mekong was another big radio guy back in the 80s. Or you're younger. Back in the 70s and 80s. And he's in Japan now. He's a big radio guy in Japan. But he posted something on Facebook about... It caught my eye. Says, whatever happened to Frank B. Shaner? He did a falsetto singing contest for 10 years. But he's on Maui. He's an artist. He's on my cover in like 2015 or 16 maybe, but he's artist on Maui. He's got some kind of a big showing this weekend. So if you want to check it out, go on Facebook, Kamasami Kong, and I think Frank B. Shaner. You'll see a thing about that. But his I guess he's doing an exhibit in Maui this weekend. But anyway, just I loved his voice, and he sings really great, by the way. Anyway, we're here with Dr. Leanne from Kaiser Audiology Department. Is that what it's called? Audiology Department or Hearing Aid?
Hearing Service Center.
Hearing Service Center. Okay. Okay, but I asked for Dr. Diane. Dr. Diane. Did I say Dr. Diane? Dr. Leanne. And she's an audiologist and a you can fit in with hearing aids, right? Mm-hmm. So you do both, because I would tell you if you have your hearing loss, talk to your doctor. So what? You work at Kaiser. So if you talk to your doctor, they're gonna probably give you a list of places that you can go, right?
I would think so if you didn't have Kaiser.
But just remember that hearing aid place, they're not audiologists most of the time, right? It just fits you for the hearing aid.
Generally, they're not doctors of audiology. Yeah. Generally.
So check them all out. Yes. So can you give us a kind of a rundown of some of the different hearing aids out there?
So there are two basic styles of hearing aids, ones that are worn in the ear and ones that are worn over the ear. Two styles and two styles only. They just come in various sizes of the same two styles. So I kind of
do they work the same way though?
Some we pick styles based on the patient's hearing loss. Oh. So everything is based off of that.
So worse hearing loss, worse hearing problems, you wear what? Over the ear.
Generally, it's going to be the what you think of when you think of a hearing aid, which is the standard larger behind the ear hearing aid. But more and more now, the smaller behind the ear hearing aids are being able to cover a larger amount of hearing loss. So a lot of times people can have a greater hearing loss and still wear a smaller instrument.
Let me ask you this. So let's say you and I don't hear as good as you. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 means you can hear really good. I'm like a 2. And like I said, if a 10 is the best hearing and you're at a 5, I'm a 2 because I don't hear so good as you. Can my hearing, whatever device I use, can both of our hearing get to like an 8 or a 9 or 10? You know what I mean?
That's a...
With the different devices? Because you said two different devices, right?
So there's two parts to hearing. It's the ear that transmits the information, but it's the brain that processes that information. So it could be two issues at hand. It could just be the hearing loss. So it just really depends on what we see from the test results that we get. And then that's how we can determine how much the hearing aid will benefit one person over another. Some people have better, generally some people have better outcomes than others, depending on what we see from the test results. And when we see them, we tell them, these are the, you know, this is what you can expect from your hearing aid, and that kind of thing.
So you said it's either what your ear is hearing and what your brain is hearing.
Your ear is, what I always say is the ear is the transmitter. It's how the brain receives the information. It's the brain that's actually processing the information that's coming from outside into your ear and up to your brain.
Okay. I'm just trying to wrap myself around that. So I'm hearing it, but my brain's processing what I hear.
Correct.
Okay. I still don't know what that means.
So what happens when you have a hearing loss is that your brain cannot receive all the information because the ear doesn't transmit everything as well as it could.
So what I'm trying to figure out is when you say your brain has to translate what is hearing. So because I had somebody on from Alzheimer's, on top of Alzheimer's dementia, and somebody told me at one of our events that hearing loss, because she has dementia. But can dementia cause hearing loss?
Can it cause hearing loss?
It's not a normal part of aging, but obviously when you get older, anything's going to break down. But does dementia cause hearing loss? I heard it's not, doesn't.
Well, hearing loss has effects on a lot of things. So, they're doing a lot of studies now, studies between memory loss and hearing loss together. But there's nothing like totally conclusive about it. So just like memory, generally hearing loss doesn't happen. Generally speaking, hearing loss is generally very gradual. It doesn't typically happen like overnight.
Right.
In some cases, it could happen overnight. But generally, hearing loss is very gradual, and so is memory loss in general.
Because I know Alzheimer's dementia is not a normal part of aging. A lot of people think it is. You're 90 years old. My mother-in-law is 96. She doesn't have dementia. She's forgetful here and there, but she doesn't have dementia. I don't think so, personally. My mother, I can see early signs. My auntie, yes, for sure. But it's not a normal part of aging, which a lot of people think it is. And so a hearing loss is probably not a normal part of aging either, to a certain extent. Obviously, if you're 105 years old, maybe too much wax. I don't know. But anyway, can I talk real quick? Can you talk about tinnitus or tinnitus? Tinnitus? How do you pronounce? I call it tinnitus. It's not pronounced that way. It's called tinnitus.
I call it tinnitus.
Tinnitus. That's it. Tinnitus. Are you allowed to talk about that? I got it one day about 2 years ago. And it was like, and I got up, I'm looking out my window, my bedroom window, looking for fire or a fire engine or loud blinking lights. And my wife goes, "What's going on?" I said, "Didn't you hear a fire alarm going off?" I'm like, "No." And I closed my ears and I couldn't hear a thing except for that in my ears. And it was really loud. I mean, I swear to God, I would tell you it sounded like a fire alarm right next to my bed. But it wasn't. It was tinnitus. That's after that the doctor has found that, right? Right?
Tinnitus.
Right? That's the guy's name, right? Yeah. That's why my research. That's what I heard. Dr. Tinnitus, I think. Anyway, that's not normal. How do you get that, you know?
So there's, the different things that can cause that, what we call that ringing in the ear. And, some people categorize it as a ringing, a buzzing, some kind of phantom sound.
Oh, no, it's not phantom. It's there. But you just kind of, you don't hear it all the time.
For a lot of people, it goes hand in hand with hearing loss. Not always, because I think there's certain medications.
Am I getting hearing loss because of that? I heard a lot of people have that.
It's very common. Oh. It is very common. Millions of people have it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is very common.
So I stay like up, must have happened like 1 o'clock in the morning to me, just that one time 2 years ago. Man, I was on my phone Googling everything I could find on that, and this hearing loss thing, and it doesn't go away, it says. There's no cure.
There's There are things to help it. You know, there's hearing aids for some patients will help.
Oh, really?
Ringing.
Oh, okay.
Not everybody, but.
Okay. So let me, explain to me the process. So my wife said, hey, Percy, you better go to the doctor, check your hearing because you don't hear so good. And I've been telling you this thing for any time. She'll tell me, I told you about this. I said, I don't think so. I said, I use my phone for everything. If you look at my phone, I got 50 things today that I'm supposed to talk about, do about, or get done. You know, and I tell, put it in your phone. So I never have to remember anything. I have everything in my phone. I never have to remember. But when I tell her stuff, she goes, no, I told you. I said, no, might have gone on this air. Didn't come through this air. Nothing came in from the site. So what's the process? You get a test?
So
before your wife slapped you in the face?
So hearing hearing testing at Kaiser can be done by self-referral. So you could actually pick up the phone and call to make your own appointment. You don't need to be referred
by... Oh, your PCP doesn't have
nope,
to...
Nope,
oh,
absolutely
wow.
not. So
is that everywhere or just Kaiser? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
But at Kaiser, it's self-referred. I mean, your primary care doctor can definitely make the recommendation.
That's great.
And, you know, but you can pick up the phone, call,
great.
Make an appointment. If they evaluate you and you're, you know, there's no medical indication that you cannot wear hearing aids and you have a hearing loss, then you could make an appointment to come to see us.
Wait, back up. You said if I'm medically able to wear, why would I not wear a hearing aid? What would cause me not to wear a hearing aid?
Like you have wax in your ear, holding
your
eardrum.
Ears too big or too small?
No, that's
your
nothing to do with
is
that.
Hanging out too long? No?
Something medical is
okay.
not right. You know, like you have a hole in your eardrum and maybe the doctor's able to patch that hole.
How do you get a hole in your eardrum?
You could possibly stick that Q-tip too far.
Okay. No, I was like, how did that happen? Okay. So we get tested?
You get tested. They determine that you have a hearing loss. You have no medical contraindications.
Mm-hmm.
You would make an appointment to come to see us. And then the consultations through Kaiser are free.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go over pretty much everything you ever wanted to know about the process. So we go over how we work at Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
So like, for example, we have 30-day trial periods, 3-year warranties on all hearing aids for loss and damage.
Wait, 3-year warranties?
Okay. 3-year warranties,
right.
Yes. Loss and damage, repair. And then we review the hearing test so that patients understand their results. They review it with them when they do the hearing test, but we re-review it with them. And then we let them know we let them know the benefits and limitations of each possible style. We, of course, answer all of their questions, and then we make a recommendation. And then we usually like to do a demonstration of the hearing aids. So I will roughly program the hearing aid for the patient and send them outside to walk around so that they can get an idea of what it sounds like through the hearing aid, like what life is going to be like with a hearing aid.
Mm.
I mainly do the demo so patients can really see what it looks like, kind of
sure.
how it feels.
Sure.
People really are not going to know how well the hearing aids work for them until they give it a fair shot
right.
in their own environment,
right.
doing their
right.
own things,
right.
Going to their, you know, different places, meetings and movies and restaurants and
can
things
you play
like
sports
that.
And sweat and with hearing aids?
You know,
because I play a lot of this softball. In fact, I'm turning 60, so I'm the young boy now. So they have a 16 over league starting Sundays in January. So I'm like a young guy coming out. So I'm going to imagine a lot of these guys are in their 70s, if not older, and they're wearing a hearing aid. They can wear a hearing aid?
You know, we tell patients not to swim and shower with them. We do have a lot of people who, you know, work out with the hearing aids and things like that. Not that we recommend it necessarily,
mm-hmm.
but the hearing aids are more water resistant is what I call it,
right.
than they have ever been.
Oh.
So those that choose to, you know, work out and things with their hearing aids, sometimes it just may need to go in for repair more often than those that do not do that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I just tell patients, as long as you're not, you know, standing on your head and, you know, tumbling around, then.
Oh, they could fall down when they're running, you know.
The hearing aids are generally pretty secure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't do the implant, but what is the implant? Would they implant something in near your ear or something like that, or a hearing aid? Can you do that?
The cochlear implants, yeah. It's surgery.
Right.
So they cut your head open and...
I don't think it sounds so bad. It's just put a slice and put it in. Cut your head open. But I mean, do they work just like a regular hearing aid?
No. It's totally, entirely different.
Better or worse?
I prefer not to comment on that. I don't work with the cochlear implant patients.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So when you test the hearing aids, so you decide which is better. They can't choose.
Of course, the patients have the final decision. So I always.
But if the one inside the ear is better, then why wouldn't they choose that, or vice versa?
Why would they go against our recommendation? Sometimes patients have it. They really want something. They really do.
Okay.
That's what they really want. And, that's why we have the 30-day trial period. So even if they go, they pick something that we do not recommend, they have every opportunity to try it. And we'll work with them as long as it's, fits their hearing loss. And if they decide that that really wasn't for them, then they can always switch to a different style.
Wait, do I have to be a Kaiser member to...
No, you do not need to be a Kaiser member.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we do see both Kaiser members and non-members.
Are you at the Kaiser up at Halava? Is that Halava or what?
Moanalua? No. So we have three locations on Oahu: Kailua, Waipio, and Honolulu.
King Street,
Pensacola.
Yeah, that's the one I might be switching over to.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And the Moanalua is just a hospital. It's like where they do surgeries and hospital beds, right?
No, Moanalua sees patients as well. Our audiology department is at Moanalua.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the hearing testing.
The testing is only over there, but then you can go.
Testing is Moanalua, Kailua, and Honolulu.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's good to know. But then I don't need hearing aid right now. Because you can hear me, I can hear you, but down the road maybe, yeah. So you don't have to, guys. You don't have to be a Kaiser member to get Dr. Leanne, because she's a one-stop shop, right? Is that was easy to just say? Okay. What's this Bluetooth stuff with the hearing aids?
So most hearing aids, most of them, come with Bluetooth technology in it. So Bluetooth technology is basically the ability for your hearing aids to talk to another device, which is your phone that has also Bluetooth in it.
Right. Who developed Bluetooth, man? What a moneymaker that is. Huh?
Oh, it's amazing.
So almost as good as Uber. Okay, back to your story. Yeah.
Back to Bluetooth. Okay, so basically, as long as your phone has Bluetooth on it, what we do is we connect the hearing aids to your phone that has Bluetooth, and any kind of phone calls that come through, music, videos that you watch, will stream directly into your hearing aids.
Really?
So how that's beneficial...
Including
being a hearing aid. So how that's beneficial is it takes your hearing loss into consideration. So because the hearing aids are programmed for you,
right?
Then
how much you need to be boosted up or whatever.
At each frequency. When you stream through the hearing aids through the phone, it also will use that programming so that you can hear better when you're on the phone. Not only that, it's binaural, so it comes in on both sides.
I was going to ask you about that. Does hearing loss, sometimes it can be more on one side than the other side, or are they kind of the same?
Generally, it could be either. So sometimes one side is worse than the other. It depends if there's some kind of trauma that happened. Some people only have a hearing loss in one side. Majority of the patients that we see have hearing loss in both sides. And most of them are pretty equal in both sides. Not always, but.
Well, I got hit in the ear from a softball in a game early this year. Man, I lost my hearing for like a couple minutes. I got kind of mad at the pitcher. It wasn't his fault, but I couldn't hear for a while. But it came back, right? It came back. But, okay. So what about, do I have to plug that charger, that hearing aid into a charger or something? How do these hearing aids, they're all batteries, right?
So hearing aids have now the option of having a rechargeable battery.
Was it rechargeable before?
No, they were disposable.
Oh.
So disposable batteries you
like
change.
Like your key fob or something.
Weekly. The disposable batteries you would change weekly, and then now there's a rechargeable option. So the rechargeable option, you charge your hearing aids every single night, and it would last for the whole day.
Like my Bose, what do you call those? I have Bose.
Pods.
Yeah, pods, like AirPods. You plug them in every day?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. And the hearing aid still has a battery in it, and the battery, they say the life of that rechargeable battery, depending on manufacturers, between 2 to 4 years.
Do you have to change every once in a while or check it just in case? Can your hearing get worse?
Your hearing can definitely get worse. It could stay stable.
Even with hearing aids.
And
what,
yes.
what would cause that? Just age? Or not, gotta do general your wax gradual job? Hearing? I hear that's a big problem. Seniors, I hear it's a big problem.
Wax, it can be.
Yeah.
It can definitely be.
I try to keep my ears really clean, you know. But it can get worse, huh?
The hearing can get worse. So we typically like...
But it can never get better. Except for a hearing aid, to a certain extent, right?
We never say never.
Right.
But generally, that's not the trend. It generally doesn't trend better. It generally will, you know, get a little bit worse over time.
Is loud music pretty much when you're younger the biggest cause of that, you think?
You know?
Or is it diet or health or disease? Like, I almost lost my hearing. My mom told me when I was really young, like, I think 2 or 3 years old.
It can be.
Because I was in the water a lot.
It can be. It can be, you know, a number of things. It's usually a combination of things. Generally,
does diet affect it?
I think certain diseases of the ear, diet can, you know, play some role.
Like, what's that
in
vegetable
it?
Your mom told you growing up where improved your eyesight was carrots? What was hearing?
Nothing, celery? I don't think. I don't know. Celery, yuck, I hate celery.
Oh my goodness, celery's great. You know, one of the best things I eat now is hummus. You know, hummus is one of the best things you can eat. It's healthy. Did you know that? Yeah.
I know.
And I eat it with celery sticks.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes, it's really good. I didn't think it was good, but you know, now they have hummus with like garlic inside there. Oh, it's so good.
I can handle cooked celery, but raw celery?
Oh.
It reminds me of the old school days when you
Well, you put
peanut butter on
peanut butter, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was. See, Michelle doesn't know these old days. She's too young, but I mean, you're young too, but. Anyway, so Kaiser, you don't have to be a member, but it's great to be a member. The testing is done at Honolulu, Kailua, and Moanalua.
Correct.
And your other sites, what about neighbor islands?
So we have Maui,
right.
Wailuku.
Yeah.
And then we're soon to open a location in Kona.
Oh, what about west side? You guys in the west side? Moanalua is closest?
Waipio.
Oh, you have Waipio. Oh, that's right. I've seen you guys over there. Right near the Costco, huh? Are you near there?
Yes, right across. Right next to the car wash.
And Spectrum's over there too, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. No, I go to Costco over there every once in a while when my son is playing baseball at Corp. I'm cruising around killing time. So I look at all the buildings. Like, oh, wow, he's out there. But so good to know. So would you recommend people do it earlier than later?
We always recommend that people do it earlier than later.
Because you said it could really get worse to the point where you really can't recover from that, right?
You know, the earlier you start, the better it's going to be.
Like anything else.
The earlier that, you know, we can get the information to the brain to get that brain stimulated, the better it's going to be.
Got it.
Yep.
Anyway, how do we get a hold of you? We close up the shop here. Miss Dr. Diane, what number? And is there a website or email we can send you information?
So you can call us. Our phone number is 866-400-1760.
Oh, that's a toll-free number. 866 is toll-free,
It's a toll-free
right?
number, yes.
Try it again. 866?
866-400-1760.
Or 400-1760. Easy. Right? You don't need the 866 if you're on Oahu. Yeah, if you're on Oahu, you don't need 866. I don't think. Anyway. Oh. Just know you can go to Honolulu. Which one are you based out of? You go to all three or you're...
Generally, I'm at Honolulu and Kailua.
Oh,
but
right.
We do cover you know.
Oh, good.
For
I tell you,
kids.
You know, we spent almost an hour, and I learned a lot about hearing aids. That's fact. That's how I learned about things, you know, whether it's Medicare, MedQuest, fall prevention, you know, financial, legal. This is how I learned. So, guys, go to our website if you missed the show, generations808.com, and you can learn a lot about hearing aids, especially if you're dealing with your parents, because we have a lot of baby boomers listening to the radio show. So anyway, thank you, Dr. Ann. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy holidays to you. Say hello to your husband. I've known him, well, a long time ago, but I know what he looks like now. Tall, good-looking guy. But
tall, yep. Good-looking.
Yeah. Anyway, have a great holidays, everybody. We'll see you next weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.